Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby Museum, AT&T Morning Line, Churchill Downs, and Cindy Allen. I'm jealous. You've already been at the track.
Let me tell you, if I can find my way to be around a horse, I'm going to be around one. And just the beauty out there at the track, Allen. The sky is fabulous. I just posted video, and I'll be posting some pictures here in just a minute. The sky was beautiful. A lot of clouds, but just a lot of beauty there. When I first got there, the moon was still out. I got just a little sliver of it, and then now I'm starting to see the pink come through the clouds, and the horses are just beautiful. Now, these were not the horses who will be racing in the Oaks or the Derby. I had Rip tell me all kinds of good information, they will come out, I think, around 7:30 this morning, and I wish I could be there for that, but it's just beautiful. But right there, out there now, it's so quiet and serene, and all you hear are the sounds of the hoofs on the dirt, and then I look around and I think about how this would feel filled with people.
I
cannot even imagine what that's like. But you know, I think I prefer it the way it is right now, and to watch them on the track just by myself in the sunrise and there are lots and lots of lady jockeys,
riders,
they're not jockeys, but trainers, you know, and I was so surprised, but I think I saw more women than I did men who are exercising the horses. But the beauty, just gorgeous horses, you know, black horses, brown horses, horses with the blaze. And then I always watch, there was one gray horse.
We
got to watch for the gray horse, you know, but it's just a beautiful place to be. And I hope you enjoy the pictures as much as I enjoyed taking them for you this morning.
I think that's a neat opportunity. And in all reality, I could have gone out there with her, but I need to make sure things get set up here.
Sorry, you sacrificed for me, and I know that, and I appreciate it.
I know you enjoy going out there. I do as well, but I need to make sure everything work right here inside our booth and visit with the Belle of Louisville and the Belle of Cincinnati captains. And, of course, that's always a neat time. I had a chance to see the Belle coming back and forth yesterday. And
has
it made two or three trips out. Some charters, I think, they had yesterday.
Yes,
so,
they had a lot of buses coming in. One thing that we did hear last night and yesterday, I heard several times, it seems like people are coming in earlier and earlier every year to be ready for the Derby. I guess they're wanting to take advantage of some of these other great things that are going on, that we talk about all the time. Because, I mean, they've had two full weeks of festivities. Of course, the Pegasus Parade is coming up on Thursday. Then you got the Derby on Thursday night, the Oaks on Friday, and then, of course, Saturday, the race. But there are lots and lots of activities in the middle of all that. And then just so much to see and do. We are always so blessed to be able to go and visit beautiful, new, brand new venues. And
we were at Rabbit Hole Distillery last night. Never been there before.
What a gorgeous place.
It is brand new. I think it just opened maybe last year, the distillery itself. But it's about 50% of what they make is the Rabbit Hole products. 50% they make for other bourbons and other people who distill bourbon. They make it all there. Distilled there. Very neat place, very eclectic and brand new facility. And the gentleman and his wife met in Chicago. She's a native of Louisville. Had to look up their names, and he fell in love with her. But then fell in love with the bourbon in Kentucky and said, let's just, they're both psychologists, said, let's just sell our practice. And we're moving to Kentucky to make bourbon, and they did. What a big gamble.
$12 million
investment in this Rabbit Hole Distillery. But quite an interesting
place. The place was beautiful. The seating was so unique. The view was fabulous, and the food. I'm not sure who did the catering for them, but
I'm not sure either.
It was absolutely wonderful.
And did the distillery tour I did last night, and it was neat to see how it's all made. Of course, you know, one of the neat things about a distillery tour, you can actually stick your finger in the mash.
Oh, really?
And taste it, one that just started, and it's very sweet. And then taste one that's getting close to the end. You can taste a little stronger flavor to it, but they were pumping one out and beginning to run it through the still and make the beer, I guess they call it, or wine, or whatever they call the finished product there. They come up for the first time and then run it through again. But it's neat to see this, a beautiful copper still, and nothing like what you see at Casey Jones. Much, much bigger because they do it on a much bigger scale.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But very neat.
But Peg was posting on some of my pictures yesterday. And,
I'm sure.
That beautiful model, was it a Model A or a Model B?
I'm not sure. Model something,
Model something. But she said, drive that back home.
Well,
I don't think they'd let
that would look good at Casey Jones, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think that's exactly what they were thinking.
That's right. But, lunchtime yesterday was a neat place as well. Fraser Museum.
Yes.
If you haven't been there, and I heard a gentleman say earlier, he was some of our guests from our and he'll be our guest a little later this morning. But Andy Trinan said, if you haven't been to the Fraser Museum in a year, you haven't been. You need to come back. It's the beginning of the Bourbon Trail in Louisville, and they have a lot of history about Prohibition. And, of course, they have a still inside the building that is kind of a mock-up, shows exactly what it is, and had the whiskey barrels coming out into the old Model A truck that we're talking about. So neat places in Louisville, neat time here. We'll come back next hour. We'll be visiting and talking a little bit about Derby fashion, all kinds of other things as well this morning here on the WKDC Country Club Morning Ag Report as we report live from the Kentucky Derby Museum. Our coverage is brought to you, Cindy, by...
It's brought to you by Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Home Place Mortgage, Heritage Bank, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Broadbent Foods and Gifts, and I hope I'm not forgetting somebody. I don't have my cheat sheet out this morning. I think I am. I'll make it up to you, I promise,
we'll
next time.
We'll make it up. For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.